This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President-elect Joe Biden says he's hopeful that Republicans in Congress will be more willing to send money to state and local governments after President Donald Trump leaves office. At a virtual discussion the president-elect held with health care workers on Wednesday, Biden promised to make such funding a priority when he takes office in January.
We've been unable to get access to the kinds of things we need to know about the depth of the stockpiles. We know there's not much at all. We get to the point where we have a sense of when these vaccines comes out, how they'll be distributed, who'll be first in line, what the plan is.
Congressional Democrats and Republicans generally say a new stimulus bill is needed, but they disagree on how much money should go to local governments. States are facing massive financial shortfalls as a result of lost tax revenue related to the pandemic that might threaten local health care systems, law enforcement, and education. New York City's school district, the largest in the United States, will halt in-person learning on Thursday. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, in announcing the move on Wednesday, said nobody wants it, but he believes it is necessary.
Unfortunately, as of today, on our seven-day rolling average for coronavirus positivity, New York City has hit exactly 3.0%. And as a result, we do need to close our schools for the coming days.
The mayor's decision came as government officials in dozens of states have weighed or implemented shutdown measures in recent days to stem an unprecedented rate of new COVID-19 infections heading into the winter. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Final results from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial showed its shot had a 95% success rate and 2 months of safety data. As Reuters' Soria Ali reports, that paves the way for the drug maker to ask U.S. government officials for an emergency authorization within days.
Pfizer, an American company, and its German partner BioNTech had released their initial results only a week ago that showed 90% effectiveness. Pfizer's new rate would make it the highest of any candidate in late-stage clinical trials so far. Moderna on Monday released preliminary data for its vaccine, showing similar effectiveness, 94.5%. Both have raised hopes for an end to a pandemic that has so far killed more than 1.3 million people.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Bahrain's foreign minister paid a history-making visit to Israel on Wednesday in the latest sign of warming ties following a series of U.S.-brokered normalization accords between Israel and Arab nations. Foreign Minister Abu Atif bin Rashid al-Zayani flew to Tel Aviv on a Gulf Air passenger plane, making him the first Bahraini minister to make an official visit to Israel. He held a series of meetings with top officials, capped by joint talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the visiting U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. The United States Wednesday imposed sweeping new sanctions against Iran, blacklisting a foundation controlled by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The sanctions announced by the Treasury Department marked the latest action to enforce the U.S.'s maximum pressure campaign on Iran. Federal regulators have cleared Boeing's 737 MAX airplane to fly again. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The planes were grounded worldwide last year after two crashes within 5 months killed 346 people. Investigators had focused on anti-stall software as a cause. Federal Aviation Administration Chief Stephen Dixon lifted the grounding after a 20-month review, telling CNBC Squawk Box the software's been redesigned and the MAX is now safe.
And I would put my own family on it.
Still, Dixon says the FAA will inspect every new MAX before letting them fly. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks dropped on the news of New York City closing its schools Thursday. The Dow fell by 1.16%. The S&P was off by the same amount, while the NASDAQ dropped 0.82%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.